As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hold on, folks. Stay with me. What's going on here? We're on a conference call. Well, I think we might be on the air. We might not be on the air. Let's see how things are going. Let me see what we've got going on here. It's going to take a couple of minutes to come around here. For some reason or another, we were unable to connect. Using all of the new technology acquired over the weekend, we may very well be on the air. We may not be on the air, but I think we are probably on the air. It looks like we're probably on the air. Just bear with me, folks, as we fumble around here a little bit and see what we've got cooking. Got that going over in that direction. Let's see. I'm not seeing what I need to be seeing. See if we've got anything. I'm not seeing anything there. Let's jump over here and take a look at that. I think we're involved with a conference call here. Of course, I can't hear anything, but that's the way that goes. Anyway, if we're on the air, you are listening to a live broadcast of Become Vocal Local, trying to work our way through new technology. We had quite a change over the weekend. Converted one of the main studio computers from a Windows operating system to a Linux operating system. And I'm still having a little bit of difficulty getting Skype to function properly, but so be it. That's going to be the way it's going to be. We'll just proceed along here. Let me see what we can do about getting to other things. I'm certainly not seeing where I need to be seeing in the various screens, so I'm just going to go ahead and hope that I can beg your indulgence for another moment or two, and we will see what we can do right here, and I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call back in again, so just bear with me. Here we go. And we're back in again. Let's go over here. Go back over there. That looks a little better. Now we're starting to look better there. Picking that up over here. Well, it looks like we're still on air. We've got about a minute and 13 seconds before we go into this first break. And when we come back from the first break, we'll go into the market report and all the rest of the news. I would certainly like to think that we could do this on the system that I have on the other side of the coin. But if not, we will just proceed along. Hope everybody had a really good weekend. I did. Certainly had a lot to do. Been up to my eyeballs in alligators all weekend. Lots of research and lots of thinking, but mostly computer work. So anyhow, that's all of that. You know how distracted I get when I'm trying to self-produce these broadcasts with semi-defective equipment running. Actually, all of this equipment seems to be running perfectly. Why it will not do what it needs to do is beyond me, but we can play around with a variety of different techniques. We've got about 18 seconds, so I should be here to bring you this.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. This is the Monday, April the 5th, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, even if we have to beat our way through the cobwebs to do it. But we're right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. I wish I could figure out why I couldn't get Skype to talk back to me through the Oracle system. But anyway, we'll figure that out at another time. Once again, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. We're all trying to figure out what happened to that pursuit of happiness, you know. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. Certainly that. We've got lots of philosophically radical stuff to discuss today. We've got some news, too. Certainly a little bit off my mark here getting started. But the markets are going to open higher this morning following this Ishtar holiday or the holy days. We'll talk a little bit about the history of law, property readings and law, so on, as we continue trying to just get everything squared away. But let's go into that market report again for Monday, April the 5th, 2010. Gold this morning. Early this morning, reaches a new high, came back to a higher level than it's been in a long time, 1,129.90. That happened right about 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up $5.30 an ounce at $25.40. Silver was off a penny at $17.90. Platinum was up $15 at $16.83, and palladium flat on early trading so far at $489 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, I really don't know why, but the London gold fix, they don't have a gold fix this morning, so there is none on that. The SPDR gold shares, we still find them holding 1,129.82 tons, ostensibly, underline that, of gold in their hoard for a street value on State Street of $40.79 billion. That's a lot. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up Friday, up 70 at 10,927. The NASDAQ was up 5 at 2403. The S&P was up, Standard & Oso Very Poor's was up 8 at 1,178. Kind of a little distracted here. And crude oil this morning trades up 79 cents a barrel. Huge move up. Crude oil running at $85.66 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar index this morning is running up 4 basis points at 81.21. A little bit of news, a little discussion in the news about that. We'll come to that in a moment. But the U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s whatever it is, index, is at 81.21. And that rolls over, impacts the foreign exchange markets, and certainly the Canadian loonie. Lots of talk about that. We'll get there in a moment. Has moved up 54 basis points over the Easter weekend. It's trading at 99 cents U.S., very nearly at parity with the U.S. dollar. And the Mexican peso is still trading on the bright side of 8 cents, moves up 21 basis points, trading at 12.2785 pesos per dollar. So we're looking at the NAFTA trading union, if you will, and we're coming to parity with the Canadian dollar. The Canadian dollar is coming to parity with us. The Mexican peso is moving up as well. The euro this morning down 24 basis points, trades at $1.35 U.S. The British pound off 44 basis points, trading at $1.53. The Swiss franc moves down 17 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market, we're looking at the two-year bonds running about yielding about 1.14%. The 10-year is yielding at 3.95%, the 30-year at 4.79%. The mortgage market this morning, the mortgages move up 4.56 to 4.56 from 4.38 a month ago, and the 15-year mortgage moves up to 5.23 from 5.03 a month ago. Now, in this peso news, we're looking at the April 5th Bloomberg article. Mexican peso and Canadian dollar are outperforming all other major currencies for the first time since at least 1998, and probably will keep rallying as the U.S. recovery lifts the rest of the world's largest trading bloc. The currencies gained 5.9% and 3.7% against the greenback. Notice they're using this word all the time now. You're hearing it. Abraham Lincoln's greenback. Put it in your mind. They're using the greenback. They're using that word intentionally. But the currencies gained 5.9%. Again, that's the peso and Canadian dollar. And 3.7% against the greenback in 2010's opening months, rising in tandem with the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index. And notice how they're spelling it out now. It's no longer just the USDX. That's what they were talking about for a year or more that I've been on the air. Now they're using the phrase, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index. And I think that's important. It's significant because more people are starting to figure out that this is just another one of these specious numbers in a trading exchange, another borscht, and these things can and are and will be manipulated until further notice, no doubt about it. So again, the rising in tandem, they say here, with the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index for a second straight quarter for the first time in 11 years. And what is all this about? Well, it all has to do with foreign exchange. And in a global economy such as ours, foreign exchange plays a really, really important role. We just are not dealing with individual economies any longer. Not going to happen. As U.S. stimulus efforts totaling as much as $8.2 trillion, lifted demand for Mexican engine parts. Now they're just going to go in and they're going to talk about why some of this parity and the moves are happening. But as U.S. stimulus efforts totaling as much as $8.2 trillion lift the demand for Mexican engine parts, and then it continues, blah, blah, blah. It also talks about the making the Chrysler's Dodge Ram transmissions and so on. Here, let's go down to this. With U.S. growth resumption, get my tongue straightened out. With U.S. growth resumption, we should see channels of support for the Canadian dollar and the Mexican peso assert themselves. When I'm working off the laptop like I am right now with a headset, I can't hear my voice coming through. I don't know what my voice is sounding like, and it really is distracting, but I'll just deal with it. It kind of sounds like I have pillows shoved up against both of my ears, and I'm talking without the benefit of my ears. Why they designed this stuff this way is beyond me. It's completely unhuman. But back to this. With growth resumption, I guess we could be using the iPad. That, by the way, was launched this morning. There's lots of news about that out. Apple's, what is it, Apple's iPad? My goodness, 300,000, some of those units. They had videos that I watched earlier this morning on the Bloomberg News Channel, and they were seeing people lined up outside to get their new piece of cheap Chinese plastic crap, and somebody were already tearing these things apart, trying to find what all's in there so that they can rush up to the stock exchanges and bet on it. And oh, what a mess. I'm telling you, folks, what a mess we live in. Anyway, drop down a little bit further. Trade unions do have an implicit advantage. Each constituent nation can still tailor monetary policy to their specific situation, given that their economic structures may be quite different. Whereas a currency union is bound by a constant policy. A currency union, European Union, and North American Community and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. We'll be right back. Stay with us as I try and come up to speed.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. American sees violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again. Let's go live to our caller from Florida and see whether we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Do we have a caller from Florida? Well, it certainly sounds like we're down by the ocean this morning. And we're going to go ahead and drop that call. Well, anyway, sounds like they were sitting out by the beach. Maybe they were getting ready to do a little swimming or something. I don't know quite what was going on there. Must have been calling in from a cell phone along the interstate highway someplace. There's all kinds of things happening here this morning, folks. I just beg your indulgence as I try and figure out alternate ways to play the game of being a talk radio host when the Skype connections are not participating in the process. This is a brand new system to me, and I'm telling you what, I'm liking it a lot, even though I'm having a difficulty getting connected to the network this morning and being able to hear everything. I'm liking it a lot. What we had was a long, long siege on this computing system of mine from all manner and sundry worms and Trojans, and I'm not talking about condoms here, although I should have gotten a big condom, wrapped it over my router or something, but we got a long series of assaults over the last month. It virtually finally came down to the point where it completely collapsed my studio computer. Fortunately, got the help of Gary Mitchell, a technician at the computer shop nearby, and his assistance, plus the incredible assistance over the weekend that I received from Sean. You all know him from the chat room. Sean, also a.k.a. Surplus, former host here on the network. We were able to bring my computer up with a brand new operating system, Linux. I don't know whether any of you have ever heard about that. But this system is just as sweet as can be. And as soon as we work the bugs out, I'm looking forward to being able to do these broadcasts without Microsoft. It's like, just goodbye, Microsoft, and see you later. But let's see whether or not I've got anything going on here. I'm seeing other things here, trying to work around different parts and pieces. Let's see what we've got. That doesn't show the same way as we had it before, all things considered. Well, it does look like that might be a possibility. I'll leave that setting there. And we'll go on in the news, back to the news. This is another article that came up in the news this morning. I thought it was rather interesting. I don't know, many of you probably heard about these Cat 5 bonds, these cat bonds. What is a cat bond? The idea, basically, is taking out insurance policies and betting against risk, betting against loss. It's a big, it's a huge moneymaker for the insurance companies, but it is a continuation of FEMA's All Hazard Mitigation Planning Program. The whole content here is all about avoiding repetitive loss claims. Just take that out and put it in quotations, avoiding repetitive loss claims. Now, here's the article. This out of South Florida. It was posted on the Miami-Dade County newspaper, apparently. Miami-Dade is what it's called. And the article reads this way. South Florida leads the nation in potential storm surge losses when it comes to storm surge damage. South Florida has more at risk than any other place in the country. A new study puts it at $53.6 billion. So if you want to think about things from the standpoint of risk, risk aversion, and billions of dollars, put yourself in the shoes of someone like, let's say, Travelers Insurance Company or AIG or Allstate or someone of the various Prudential or the various people that insure your property, and they would like to do anything and everything that they can do to avoid loss claims. Repetitive loss claims being even more troubling. You know, if somebody lives up on a high knoll and every time the wind gets over 30 miles an hour, it rips off sections of their roof, the insurance company, the homeowner's insurance company, would just as soon someone bulldoze this house down because they're sick and tired of 3 and 4 times a year putting a new roof on this guy who built his house in the wrong place as far as they're concerned. And you can see that they have an interest in the property, and we're going to talk about property and property interests in a moment. But this is the idea. So we look down at South Florida, leading the nation in potential storm surge losses. We're talking about areas that may be subject to and have been in the past, have a long history of being subject to hurricanes. It's to the insurance provider's benefit that they not have any more loss claims there. And one of the ways you can do that is really through urban renewal. You just bulldoze all the houses out of there. Don't let people build them again. That's what they're doing down in the Ninth Ward. Lake Pontchartrain, not going to flood the city anymore. They'll just take the people out of New Orleans. So, kind of working around here trying to get my throat lubed up. So that's, you know, a real issue. And we're going to find that is part of the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts as well. The whole idea of coming in with these international building codes and harmonizing all of the building codes so that the housing that is built in the future will be able to withstand just about whatever the creator of the universe can throw at it. All of this is not being driven because we need to have, a different style of homes. It's that the insurance lobby is really strong in all of this. The building supplies industry is really big in all of this. The architects, the engineers, the designers, and the contractors are big in all of this because the towns, the counties, the communities are all excited about this. It drastically increases the amount of money it would take to build a house. It drastically increases the tax revenue that could be generated from the house, but unfortunately for you, it makes it exceedingly difficult to afford to buy such a house. It's like buying these modules that can withstand anything. So let's continue a little bit more from the article here. And it says the zip codes 33140 in Miami Beach, 33301 in Fort Lauderdale, and 33480 in Palm Beach have some of the region's priciest homes, with the owners among those having the most to lose if a hurricane drives the Atlantic Ocean inland. So you can imagine that, through the demographics, and we talked about that a little bit in the past, through the demographics you can look at various places and you can pick out areas where you're going to have to change law and legislation in order to accomplish global agendas. And this is certainly true right here. The potential dollar loss from storm surge in heavily developed Southeast Florida are bigger than in any other metro area in the nation. Now, if you remember the Hilo non-event tsunami, they were looking at this big wave coming in and they'd moved everybody inland, running like wildebeest from the tsunami. And then there was nothing happening. It didn't happen. It didn't come around. There was no tsunami. But in Florida, they don't have to have an earthquake to see tsunami-like surge waves. They need a hurricane, and they're in a hurricane alley, if you will. So there's a lot of incentive here to come in. The study projects that a Category 5 hurricane could expose more than 250,000 homes in the Tri-County region worth $53.6 billion to flood damage. So it's important to cover a little bit more of this on the other side.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we have returned once again, getting a little bit gritty on this thing. Still not able to pull this other system up in line in place here, but we're just moving along, running on the laptop, using a headset here this morning, looking at this article talking about Florida cities, other Florida cities, Jacksonville and Tampa ranking number 3 and number 7 in the analysis of 13 communities on the Gulf and Atlantic coast of by the First American Corporation, First American Corp, which assesses real estate risks for communities on the Gulf and the Atlantic coast by blah, 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 for mortgage lenders and insurers. New Orleans, flooded by Hurricane Katrina in 2005, ranked only number 6. The list shouldn't be confused with a simple ranking of areas most vulnerable to the effects of storm surge. So what this really is focusing on is what the potential dollar loss is, said Howard Botts, the vice president of database development for the company, which is based in Austin. This is why, and continuing again from this article right out of Dade, Miami, a news article, that's why low-lying but lightly populated islands of the Florida Keys, for instance, weren't assessed, though some storm surge experts consider them clearly at the top of high-risk zones. Now, in all of this, concentrate on the idea of avoiding repetitive loss claims. This is really where FEMA is going. And, of course, you know that government and government agencies are driven by corporations. And certainly AIG, Travelers, Prudential, and others have significant lobby pressure that are being put on the agencies, particularly FEMA, to do all that they can to remove or mitigate repetitive loss claims. And so we talked about the idea that was being floated out there about bringing all of the waters in continental United States under federal jurisdiction. Not just the navigable waters, but all waters. So if you have a farm pond, if you have a puddle in your yard that forms after a heavy rain, if you've got a creek near you, or you're down in a beautiful river bottom, or if you're in a watershed, and so on, it's virtually all the land in the country coming under federal dominion using this kind of an approach. But driving some of this is this idea of both sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism, that whole effort, the green building agenda, plus the insurance lobbies, the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. Also involved in this is the idea of the rewilding, or the wildlands project, the rewilding of America, and not just America, but places around Europe, places around the world. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And so what happens in America is going to happen elsewhere, because we are providing the impetus and the direction and some of the guidance to make this happen. Certainly, we have the big stick to make it happen. And the insurers insure globally. They insure the big tower that was built over there. What was it? In Abu Dhabi, this pinnacle building that's now the tallest thing on the planet. Another Tower of Babel for all the stargazers. But anyway, so this article has pertinence in this regard. Because we've got to understand that the goal is to get people to move up, out, and away from storm problems. If they could, they would perhaps move all of the people out of Florida. Sound drastic? If they could, they would like to perhaps move all of the people out of Florida and rewild it, and make it a place for alligators and crocodiles and funny-looking birds and other stuff. All right? Maybe they could go down there with their and have a guide service, and they could do an interpretive center, and they could say, well, this used to be Florida. Now it's just a swamp again, or something along that line. The idea of rewilding the Mississippi River Basin, rewilding the Tanana River, rewilding whatever big river is near you, the Missouri, the Arkansas. It's an important issue. And it gets really big from the standpoint of these kinds of articles, because they're denominating this a risk in dollars, and they're looking at it as investments. But there's another side to this. And that is, because as we've said so many times here on the broadcast, is that this is a rigged game. It's like everything. We're like living in casino land. So there are people, and these people are not just, they're fund managers. Let's put it that way. There are fund managers who are using sovereign wealth funds. They're using the retirement accounts of the teachers union, for instance, an enormous pool. They're using retirement accounts for groups like, the California State Employees Union or the Missouri State Employees Union and other things like that. They're using that money, and they're investing in these bonds, and they're taking risk with your money, saying, okay, look, it doesn't look like the weather map shows any possibility of hurricanes this year, so we're going to invest in South Florida risk.
and then they crapshoot it. And if anything comes along, if you talk about weather wars, if somebody in China and someone in Russia, fund managers are looking and they're seeing that there's a whole lot of money that's being bet upon South Florida not being impacted by hurricanes, then it's a good time to fire up the weather machines and cause your economic opponents to suffer a financial loss because their bet that there wasn't going to be a storm didn't pan out. There was a storm and people took a loss. Am I making any kind of sense to you at all? Well, that's what I'm trying to say. So it's a rather interesting study, and it's part of our continuing study on property because you think you have certain rights in this country. We think that the amendments to the Constitution gave us these rights, and in fact, that was the intent, but it's not the reality. Not in this new legal order that we live in. We find a lot more happening. Let's go through just a little bit here. Again, out of the concept of property, this out of Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, which I'm very, very close to actually having finished. I keep coming back to certain sections and looking again at it. But lots of very interesting learning in here. But here's something that's rather interesting. Property, the term property or property itself is meaningless except as it is associated with individuals. So you take this term property and close it in quotation marks. And then think back to John Locke, look back to the Declaration of Independence. But we think of it from life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or life, liberty, and property, as the Constitution describes. But the term property or property itself is meaningless except as it is associated with individuals. Now I think we can see a little bit more of the wisdom of Andrew J. Galambos, where he says property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, he's not saying, don't look at the thing or the thingness, but look at the individual. Because that really is truly property. And in law, apparently in business law, this is the way the lawyer looks at property as well. The term property or property itself is meaningless except as it is associated with individuals. The term used in expressing this association are ownership, title, and possession. Let's jump over here and take a look at the Complete Guide to Washington Real Estate Practices by Alan Tonin. This was published years ago. This is a 1978 publication is when I bought this book. Brand new off the shelf. Property. Here's the definition out of the Washington Real Estate Practices. The definition. The rights or interests a person has in the things he owns. The rights or the interest a person has in the things he owns. So your property is not your shoe, it's not your house, it's not your car. But property is, in law, the rights or the interest that you might have in that thing. Not in a technical sense, the thing itself. These rights include the right to possess, to use, to encumber, to transfer, and to exclude, commonly called the quote-unquote bundle of rights. Well, I'm going to come back and encounter that again. In modern understanding, however, property has come to mean the thing itself to which certain ownership rights are attached, and then property is either real or personal. So back to Tonin's real estate practices for Washington State. The terms used in expressing this association, again, are ownership, title, and possession. We could also say title, rights, and interest. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and keep going here, struggling along, trying to get all these systems in order.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again here, still trying to struggle along. But property is things, okay? The components of property. Ownership is a word signifying degrees. It's a more or less word. To own is to have. It's a more or less word. Ownership. These are all very, I found these all very fascinating. Because when you get inside and you start working around inside the language of law, start coming in, we're trying to figure out why is it that our rights, are so upside down and inside out, seems like they're just for sale. Why is it so difficult to understand or comprehend legislation at this time in our lives? I think part of it is because we're not quite seeing the world the same way that the bill drafters are seeing the world. We're not looking at the world the same way that the corporations have to deal with the world. They live in a different world. They live in this world of business at law. They live in the world of investment banking and commercial banking. They have a different reference point, if you will, from the common man on the street, on the land, if you will. So ownership is a word signifying degrees. It is a more or less word. To own is to have. But the question is, what must one have to be an owner? Ownership denotes the quantum, this whole field of property interest that one has, the quantum. An owner may have all the legal relations or interests concerning the subject matter of property, or an owner may have less than all the legal interests in a particular thing. Very interesting balancing act being started here. Again, this is a law book. This is a course study.
in business law for someone interested in going into a business and or someone interested in going and pursuing business law in the legal world. Continuing, it says here, thus, a lessor, so you have a lessor and a lessee. The lessee is the one that moves in. The lessor owns property. The lessor has an interest in land, which is limited by the interest held by the lessee. The lessee moves in. It changes the relationship that the lessor has with his land because now he has this tenant he has to deal with. The tenant comes in with a whole bundle of rights himself. That has come on us and at us in my lifetime more so than in anybody any other time that I can find. But you have all this Landlord-Tenant Act, you've got the Restatement of Property Act, you've got all these various and sundry acts that come in, and they alter the relationship that the lessor, the owner perhaps, of the property has as soon as you can engage a lessee. The lessor is said to hold the fee, F-E-E, and the lessee the leasehold. You have a leasehold interest in the land when you sign a lease agreement and move on to the property. You occupy, you take possession. The lessor's rights, titles, rights, and interest in that property are diminished as long as your presence continues. Continuing here, both own property and both are in a position under the proper circumstances to exclude the other. So both own property. You come in with your property. But there's another property that you own. You own that piece of paper. You own that lease agreement, that wet ink signature lease agreement. That creates property. It is property. It is property. And so one has a fee interest in it. The lessor is said to hold the fee. The lessee is said to hold the leasehold. When we think about the fee, this goes back a long ways. Now we're back into feudalism again. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, many years ago in England, the idea of a fee, the fee simple title. Do you hold your property in fee simple, or fee simple absolute? No one could hold fee simple absolute in England, but the Crown and Parliament assembled. The Crown held all land in fee simple absolute. They owned it absolutely. You could obtain a fee on the land, but you never got absolute. And I think we have the same problem in America. And again, this harkens back to our discussions with Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Rowe, and they own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. There's another owner. You have another owner on the property with you that you don't know about. The word title, the meaning of the word owner is dependent upon the context in which it is used. You're the owner of your land, you say so boldly, after you buy it. You're the owner of your automobile, you say so boldly, when you just got it home and it's sitting in the driveway and you got a $20,000 loan on it. Who's the owner of the automobile? Who owns the house? What is your real property? Bring the car home and you drive it into the driveway, the only real property that you have likely is the paperwork. It'll be a while until you get the lender out of the picture, and then you have a different bundle of rights, but it's still not the automobile. The thing ain't the property, son. Let's continue. The word title is often used synonymously with ownership. So we talk about title, rights, and interest. The word title is often used synonymously with ownership. The word signifies the method by which ownership is acquired. Whether by gift, by purchase, or by other methods. Again, the word signifies, title signifies the method by which ownership is acquired. It also indicates the evidence by which the claim of ownership is established. The deed or other written instrument. It includes not only the method and the evidence, but the result. The result which obtains from the method. The evidence and the documents its use is characterized by words such as legal title, equitable title, good title, marketable title, tax title, fee simple title, and so forth. You see, we've got lots of layers on this onion skin. Lots of different ways that one could hold property. Evidence. Again, the result which obtains from the method, the evidence and the documents used is characterized by such words. And then we go into this language game, which is really what we're dealing with. We have the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. We're involved inside of a language game. As one of our callers, frequent callers from Dallas, Larkin, Texas, called it, a tyranny of words. We come under this tyranny of words. You don't understand the language, and if you don't understand the language, you cannot work in the language. Words have meanings. Their meanings are important as how they are used, their usage. And it is our language, our words, our how they're used, that creates the reality that we have around us. And as our understanding of and our ability to use language changes over time, reality starts to shift. Once you start learning these various languages of all the mystery schools, law, finance, politics, religion, as you learn their languages and you move inside their languages, you become able to facilitate and to work inside of these languages. Once you understand what is the meta language, what is the language behind the language, on Friday we went into a little bit of the Order of Red Cross, Constantine, and some of the more esoteric parts of morals and dogma and some understandings along the Masonic, out of the Masonic monitor. But as you start to learn the meta language, the language about the language of the language, it's like having the dictionary. If you're going to facilitate, if you're going to work inside of law, you've got to access the law dictionaries. You need to go to the court cases and find out what the court has said and how the court has ruled and how they have interpreted words and law. If you're involved in interpersonal communication, you go to your Webster's dictionaries and start bringing it forward, trying to stay right on top of the time period of the book or the work that you're dealing with. If you're working in interpersonal communications in business today, you need to have the new language that's being used in business today. If I were to write a new business letter for today, I would be 20 years out of date, having been out of the business world that long. Someone young would be able to express it in ways that would mirror more likely the news articles that we read each morning. And the things that are happening in business now, or as Flip Wilson used to say, the church of what's happening now. We'll be right back. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for your patience in this first hour, and we'll proceed in hour number two.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, April the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Each and every day in the first hour, we started in, we had nothing but alligators swimming in the pool with us here this morning, but we're going to continue right along. We should have a new system up online. Hopefully, I'll get it all figured out tomorrow. Unable to hear anything coming back to me from Oracle on the new system, and so I'm back to my laptop, but thankfully, I do have the laptop with the headset, so let's just continue along. The archives weren't too bad, but this is, again, our Monday, April the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. It's a live broadcast, and your calls are certainly welcome. Our call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065, and in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in toll at your expense, unless you live in the Austin, Texas area, at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. We're talking about property, looking at some of the things that are going down from the insurance standpoint. We looked into an article off of out of Bloomberg, but directed to a Miami-Dade County article that had to do with property insurance. And I was trying to draw out this distinction that you've got stuff going on in the background with your property that you're completely unaware of. You've got stuff happening with the insurance companies, the people that provide homeowners insurance. They're in there working against your interests, I believe. From the level of working, manipulating the law, legislation, and public opinion about should they be indemnified? Should insurance companies get the pass? Are the insurance companies too big to fail? If we should have some great cataclysmic event like a Haitian earthquake, and they had one down in Mexico just the other day that they felt up the California Baja Peninsula area. Another 7-something earthquake went over the weekend there. Should the insurance companies be considered too big to fail if we should have some catastrophic event? You know, if the Earth's rotation all of a sudden locked onto Nibiru as Nibiru goes by us, Planet X or whatever you want to call it, the brown dwarf, the white dwarf, or otherwise, if we have some kind of a interspace, interstellar visitor, and we get involved in a magnetic war, it's insane to even think about it, but would the insurance companies be considered too big to fail in that sort of a situation? In a scenario where we have a world-changing event, are people still going to be saying, oh, well, we have homeowners insurance, I'm not worried about that? You know, I mean, the whole, you know, mountains are coming and growing in your backyard. The elevation of your house runs from 3,500 feet above sea level to 6,500 feet above sea level. And you're going to an insurance company trying to appeal for homeowners insurance. I mean, at some point along this journey, we're going to have to come to understand what is our relationship with our land, our property, and at what point do we have to just suck it up and rebuild or deal with problems ourselves or deal with problems in groups locally, as opposed to appealing to these third parties all the time. Well, let's go back into it a little bit further here. Talking again about this word title, often used as synonymously with ownership. You have the title, you think you own the car. You have a piece of paper. What you own is the piece of paper. Somebody else may own the car. Your relationship with the thing is different from the relationship, your legal relationship in property. Let's continue to find out a little more about it. The result which obtains from the method, well, there's the break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. More to come.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. So we continue along. We're studying a little bit about property and all of this. And it's fascinating to me because as the concept develops in law and we get further into the language of law, maybe we'll have a little better understanding. Certainly mine has gotten far. I don't know whether I could say that I have a far better understanding today than I did before, or whether I'm starting to go into the fog of law. You know, I'm not a lawyer. Don't bring any legal advice. I'm just a researcher. I read a lot of law books. I got a whole gobs and bunches of it, mostly jurisprude, the history of law, studying that. But as we go through this thing, you know, we're looking forward. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go in the next 50 years? Where are we going to go in the next 100 years? Are we actually going to be able to affect any long-term change for the better? Are we going to be able to move into greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control over our lives? Are we always going to react to everything that comes down the pike? Are we going to begin to proact? Are we going to actually regain the reins of control here? Or is it just such that the systems have so far outstripped us, so far surpassed our knowledge or comprehension of it, that we are no longer able to do anything in this system other than just sit down, hunker down, and suffer along with it? I don't know. I think that there are ways that we could probably come up to speed. That's what I'm trying to do on the broadcast here. So the result, again, which obtains from the method and the evidence and the documents used, is characterized, again, by such words as legal title, equitable title, good title, marketable title, tax titles, and so forth. The word possession is difficult to define precisely. They admit it right here. As you're learning law in college, the word possession is difficult to define precisely. It links together interlinkages. We hear about that. Interconnectivity, interoperability. Perhaps some of you listened to Michael Vail's interview with Thomas P. M. Barnett yesterday. Certainly one that understands the interconnectivity of the planetary skin and other things. But continuing, the word possession, difficult to define precisely, linking together the concept of physical control or dominion by a person over the property. This idea of dominion is tough for a lot of people to deal with, because you go back to the Bible and it says that God gave man dominion over all the earth, over the birds, the fowl, the birds, the sea, that blah, blah, blah. The animals, everything, dominion. It links together the concept of physical control or dominion by a person over property with the personal and mental relationship to it. You see, we have two different aspects. It's one you can touch. You can control it. You can put your car in the garage and close the door. That's the thing. That's the thingness of property. But there's this other property here that's involved in it. It's this personal and mental relationship. The whole concept has to do with relationship. Relationship. It is distinguished from mere custody. You have custody of the car. It's in your possession. It's in the garage. The door is closed. It is distinguished from mere custody, since the latter is limited to physical control only, without any interest therein adverse to the true owner. In other words, there isn't somebody sitting in the back seat with a shotgun, even in the garage, always there. You can't ever ride in the car without somebody being in the back seat, sitting there with a shotgun. Your shotgun rider, if you will. It is distinguished from mere custody, since the latter is limited to physical control only, without any interest therein adverse to the true owner. Possession, however, means not only physical control, or the power to have physical control, but also legal sanctions therewith to enforce continued relation with the thing. Legal sanctions. Now we bring in law. What you have, as far as possession is concerned, is defined by law. It's also your security interest in there is protected by law. Interesting things. Possession, however, means not only the physical control or the power to have physical control, but also legal sanctions therewith to enforce a continued relation with the thing. Or, if deprived of such relation, to have the same restored. So the law exists there to provide security, safety and security, in regards to your thing. But property is that interest. In determining whether the legal consequence possession, quote-unquote possession, is present, the court must examine in each particular case the claimant's intent and physical relation to the thing in question. So if they go in and start playing around here on the edge of law, we're looking into the bigger picture, if you will. It's not just that Easter basket on the counter. It's my basket. That's my Easter basket, the little one says. Well, actually, it's Mom's Easter basket. It's the same Easter basket they used last year. Once the candy's gone, they'll take that unidentifiable plastic grass and they'll put it in a sack, and then they'll stack up all the Easter baskets and put them back in the attic or the storage room, the closet. But the wee one thinks that this is my Easter basket. It's because they recognize the Easter bunny that's in it because they've already eaten the chocolate Easter bunny's ears off and they folded over the tinfoil, and so they recognize that as their basket. In determining whether the legal consequence possession is present, the court must examine in each particular case the claimant's intent and the physical relation to the thing in question. Possession may be actual, in other words, the little one could be holding the basket, that is, physically held by the owner, or physically held by one over whom the owner has control, such as a servant or an agent. And again, we go back to this idea of principals, agents, and third parties when we think about government. Who actually is the owner? Who is actually the principal as regards your representative? Is it the state? Or is it this state? Is it Missouri? Or is it the state of Missouri, where the state of Missouri considers the legislative branch of government to be nothing more than an agency of the state, an agent of the state? Not you. You're not the principal in this relationship. You are the collective people. We the people in the Respublica. We the people. We're the collective body. We're the body politic. We're the people, all right? But the state is our entity. The state becomes the principal to the agent. Who then is the puppet master? The state or you? Who runs the state? It's a corporation. We're talking the difference between a de jure corporation and a de facto corporation. And if I'm losing you, go back and listen to the various archives because we've been building this up. This is like edition number 35 or 36 or something in the long line of many, many links being forged here in our study of the history of law. A complex topic. You go out to college and you're going to spend big bucks to get a glimmer of this sort of stuff. And so we're trying to affect a little bit of enlightenment here in our internet homeschool classroom, doing things on the cheap, reading from the text, scratching our heads, trying to figure this out. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seedpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seedpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we have returned once again, really, just trying to figure things out, not only here on the studio, but also here in law, the concept of property. But continuing again, he says that a finder of lost things as against a true owner has no property right. But as to all others, he has a better property right. What are we talking about that? We're talking about possession. Possession might be actual. That is, it might be physically held by the owner, or it could be physically held by one over whom the owner has control, such as, again, as a servant or an agent. If you think of possession, the author writes, may be constructive. That is, physical control may be in one person, while another has a better right to that control. And now they're going to just give you a brief example about how these rights, title rights and interests in possessions, changes. Let's say a man X finds B's watch, knowing it to be B's watch. He knows it's B's watch, but he found B's watch. A finds B, or X finds B's watch. X appropriates it to his own use. In other words, he puts it in his pocket. And he sells and delivers the watch to C. X is guilty of larceny because he dispossessed B of his watch, although at the time B was not in physical possession of the watch. B is entitled to the return of the watch from C. He's entitled to the return of the watch from C. C was the guy that bought it from B. It gets to be more complicated than that. That's just a very simple little example of how possession, title, rights, interest, all of that. You have legal title, equitable title, good title, marketable title, tax title, fee simple title, and so forth. You might have a right to possession. You have title, you have interest in title in, let's say, a slot machine. But having slot machines, keeping slot machines in your state is against the law. You can't have a slot machine in your state. But if you have a slot machine, even though you're really breaking the state's law, you still have title, property rights in that slot machine. Or a voting machine, or any other kind of machine. You could destroy that machine. You could take a sledgehammer and beat your slot machine to 1,000 pieces, and no one would care less. No one would have a claim against you for doing it. But if you turned around and sold that, slot machine to someone else, you start to have more and more problems as it goes. You start to come into trouble with the law. It's really not yours. There's another interest involved. That's all we're trying to get to here. The meanings found in the word possession depend on the fact situation. We talked about relationship before. Now we're talking about fact situations. This is law, the language of law, involved, and the end to be achieved. What is the fact situation? You think your children, you know, you wonder why, well, how is it the CPS can just come in here and expropriate my children? How can they just come in here basically and kidnap my children, take them out of my possession. I no longer have custody of them. They become wards of the state. How can this happen? It's because we don't understand the fact situations involved. We don't understand the ends to be achieved in law. Thus, the fact situation and policy reasons resulting in possession in a finder case, abandoned property, acquisition of wild animals, trespass, crimes, attachments by sheriffs, and illegal holdings under statutes are all different. It's the fact situations, the relationship between you and property, you and things, changes as the fact situations and as the policy reasons change. And they can be changing all the time. It's just like the principals, agents, and third parties. We wake up in the morning and we're the principal. When we arrive at work, we're no longer a principal. Now we're an agent. When we pick up the telephone and we start calling and we get in hold of a customer, we begin to sell things to the customer for our principal, they become third parties. Or we could become third parties. If someone called us and they would like to engage the service of our company, we become third parties. All day long, these principals, agents, and third parties, we ought to have hats with three bills on them and three different little logos on them, and we just start rotating our caps all day, or three t-shirts, and we just keep taking off one t-shirt and take off your principal t-shirt, put on your agent t-shirt, take off your agent t-shirt, and put on your third party t-shirt. It's a continuing thing. Property as things. In early law, it was difficult to understand how there could be ownership, possession, and transfer of rights with respect to things without possessing and transferring the thing itself. It took a long time to be able to go into the abstract, to go from the real. This is my knife. This is my dead deer. This is my wiki-up. This is my wife. These are my children. It took a long time to go from the concrete to the abstract, from the real, the physical, into these abstracts. Had to go into the abstracts as life became more complicated, because the relationships with abstracts was easier to deal with in law than the relationships with things. Gets to be pretty interesting, a large involvement. Let's see if I can find this other case. Maybe I should look for it being after the break. So continuing. A thing could be seen, touched, possessed, and delivered, and hence the thing was property. Rights to the thing were embodied in the physical object, so that handing over the physical object was essential to endowing another with property, ownership, title, possession, and all the other attributes one could have in a thing. Things owned and possessed were of two kinds, land and chattels. We've talked about that in the past, this idea of chattels. Movable wealth, movable property. Cattle in the field, that's where the word chattel comes from. Beasts of burden. So you have the land, this is the dirt. Title, rights, and interest in the dirt, the minerals, the trees, the use, the soil, the crops, and so on and so forth. And then you have personal property, the chattels. That would be your hoes and your carts and your buckets and your wagons and your horses and all of that. Movable property. Rights to the thing were embodied in the physical object, so that handing over of the physical object was essential to endowing another with property, ownership, title, and possession, and all the other attributes one could have in the thing. Things owned and possessed were of two kinds, lands and chattels. Land, a fixed and immovable thing, could not be handed over or delivered unless it was done symbolically, where you just take a hide of dirt and bring the hide of dirt over as a symbol of the land that you are actually conveying, and give them a hide of dirt or a hide of land. In England, under the feudal system, in order to satisfy the requirements of physical delivery, land was transferred by a symbolic process called feoffment. We're going to come into that more as well. I still am trying to get the time to sit down and look at this great, I think it's going to be very interesting, a DVD series that I received called The Legacy from one of our listeners, sitting right here on my table, ready to go into the DVD viewer. But again, in England under the feudal system, in order to satisfy the requirements of physical delivery, land was transferred by a symbolic process called feoffment, by which a twig or a clod taken from the land by the grantor was delivered to the grantee. So again, we had the lessor and the lessee. Here we have the grantor and the grantee. We have creditors and borrowers. It's important to understand these words and the relationships. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so the first half hour here of this two-hour broadcast, and the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, I've kind of devoted to refreshing your memory, perhaps, or recovering or reviewing with a little bit more articulation, a specific section of this business law, Dillaboo and Howard's ninth edition, published back in 1971, as regards to property. Getting some definitions going here, some of the relationships, these thing relationships. And there's another chapter in here, it's chapter 48, Government Regulation of Business Organizations. And so it's going to continue to morph. We're still adding more layers to this huge fabric. Let's say, go in here, Government Regulation of Business Organizations. Government's involved in all of this. Can't get them out of our business. But the business environment the authors begin is the product of political, social, economic, and legal forces. Politics, social, economic, and legal forces. That's the business environment. Every day a businessman comes in and opens up the doors of his office, and he's got these four hats he has to be aware of all the time. Political, social, economic, and legal forces. He's also constantly changing the hats of principals, agents, and third parties. He's also looking at property and trying to understand his relationships in property continuously. While each of these forces has its own substantial impact on our society, it is the law that possesses the cohesive quality to unite them and make our private property system and competitive economic system workable. It is the law that makes this possible. Of course, if you go back and look at the origins, as we have here, where the American Bankers Association was formed in the late 1800s, they almost immediately turned around and created the American Bar Association. The years passed, not many, and they created the Uniform Commission, the Commission on Uniform Laws. The great diadem, the great work of the Uniform Commission, the Commission on Uniform Laws, was the creation of the Uniform Commercial Code. It is the Uniform Commercial Code which becomes the subject matter of a study in business law, certainly this textbook. And so there is certain validity in this comment here that the author says, while each of these forces has its own substantial impact on our society, in other words, while political, social, economic, and legal forces have substantial impact on the society, it is the law that possesses the cohesive quality to unite them and make our private property system and competitive economic system workable. The law not only creates and protects property rights, it also regulates business activity in an infinite variety of ways. Now, how does that line up with all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights or unalienable rights? Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or as Locke would say, property. Wait a minute. You're saying the law creates, and you're going to. I found that more and more often throughout this text, that the law creates all of these things. These are not from your Creator. That your rights are not from the Creator. The state, the law creates your rights and defines them and the relationships that you have all throughout your life. But let's continue. The law not only creates and protects property rights, it also regulates business activity in an infinite variety of ways. And boy, isn't that the truth. Anyone ever tried to read the Internal Revenue Service Code or the healthcare Obamacare bill, you know, over 2,000 pages? It ensures that the system, in other words, the law ensures that the system is viable and strives to be of maximum benefit to the society that it serves. But again, how did they define almost 1,000 pages earlier in this book, how did they define law? Well, law is simply a well-ordered society, and a well-ordered society is simply law. Co-terminal, I think, is what they say. So, in earlier periods of history, they continue, the law was primarily concerned with enforcing contracts and protecting property. Protecting your governments are instituted among men to protect the blessings of life, liberty, and property. In the earlier periods of history, the author writes, the law was primarily concerned with enforcing contracts and protecting property and maintaining order. But there was a change. The change agents crept in. Time changes all. Today, the role of law is much broader, with primary emphasis on government regulation of business. Primary emphasis on government regulation of business. The contemporary legal climate of business may be described in terms of business, big unions, and big government, and the interrelationships between them. AIG, too big to fail. Lehman Brothers, too big to fail. JP Morgan Chase, up to its neck in
market manipulation in the silver bullion markets through the London Bullion Market Association, J.P. Morgan Chase, too big to fail, Goldman Sachs, too big to fail, government regulations affecting them, every aspect of business. Now we're going to have Timmy Geithner and the boys putting in regulations to regulate himself when he gets out of the Treasury and goes back to Goldman Sachs or wherever he's from. Many of the significant problems confronting society in the 1970s will be solved. Again, this book was published in 1971. Many of the significant problems confronting society in the 1970s will be solved by the interaction of law with business, labor, and society. And certainly there were many significant problems going on in the 1970s. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and peace and love to be just a part of that. As business has become a social as well as an economic institution, business is a social institution, and business as an economic institution, it has by its own volition and by the force of law become more concerned with the effect of its decisions on the public and has more often considered the public interest in the formulation of policy. And so now it's no longer Walmart or, you know, Woolworths or Sears or Penny's or Standard Oil or Shell or Mobil. Now we're talking about business almost third party. It's the big tent theory. The big umbrella of business is no longer individuals, it's collective. The greatest good or the greatest number, as business has become a social as well as an economic institution. And as we found reading from Peter F. Drucker's book, The Concept of Corporation, all things seem to begin with an instrument. Everybody wanted to have a place where they could come and bring their garden truck and whatnot, and they brought all their garden vegetables, and the miller brought his products, and the cattlemen brought their products, and the dairymen brought their cheeses and their milks and things, and they all put them in a place called the market, and the market became a supermarket as it grew. It was an instrument. It was an instrument, a place to exchange. It was a marketplace. But it changes from that. And it grows and it becomes a social institution. It becomes a place where people hang out and they have street musicians and they have jugglers and clowns and dancing bears. It becomes a place where people meet and discuss. They put a bank in the grocery. And it becomes a social as well as an economic institution. But as Drucker said, as soon as an instrument has made the transition from instrument to institution, as soon as it becomes institutionalized, it doesn't continue to grow, it begins to decay. Which is where we find ourselves today, with our business and economic situation having become social and economic. Our business has become a social as well as an economic institution, and this institution is collapsing. Our economic house is collapsing. The relationship between businesses, we started out with the article off of Bloomberg about the peso. The peso and the Canadian dollar in the United North American Prosperity and Partnership Agreement, known as NAFTA. We have this economic union here in North America. It was created. Now there's this institution. And as NAFTA has progressed, this institution now is in the process of decay. It's not working. It's collapsing. But all the dollar and the euro and the Mexican peso are starting to find places of parity. All the currencies being the same. We make the aluminum heads for our automobile engines down in Mexico, and the Canadians are assembling the cars up there, and then we're buying them here in the United States, and then we sell them in Mexico, I guess, and we sell them in Canada. Big stuff. Bigger pictures. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
All right, so I hope we can jam this in quickly enough in this last segment of today's broadcast, but the early attempts by government to regulate business were challenged under the Due Process Clause of the Constitution of the United States and were often considered an infringement upon freedom of contract. Early attempts by government to regulate business were challenged under the Due Process Clauses of the Constitution. We look at this new health care. Everyone's asking how can this be done? States are lining up to pass legislation to block it. There are several different little avenues that law thinks it has to be able to bring this kind of legislation into existence. We're just starting in on the study of it just a little bit. The 20th century has seen the elimination of due process and freedom of contract as bases for challenging government regulation of business. Right, this is 1971, when this book was published. The 20th century has seen the elimination of due process and freedom of contract as basis for challenging government regulation of business. Something's happened on the way to the farm. By 1934, liberty of contract and the right to use one's property as one pleases, even though admitted to be fundamental rights, became amenable to social needs and subject to legislative control. The greatest good of the greatest number. The beginning of this concept of communitarian law. No longer are governments instituted among men to protect the creator-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No, by 1934, again, we go back and we look, and if you didn't, if you missed the broadcast yesterday, go up and access the archive. Certainly Michael Vail, The Vantage Point, interviewing Thomas P.M. Barnett, where he included in his list his sequential explanation of how we got from there to here. He included Franklin Delano Roosevelt in there, and he didn't speak in derision, as we often do, but lauded it as a good thing, a good time, a good period. But 1934, the liberty of contract and the right to use one's property as one pleases, even though admitted to be a fundamental right, became amenable to social needs and subject to legislative control. An explanation of this principle and its implication are set out by Justice Roberts in the case of Nebbia versus the people of the state of New York. I think I've gone through this once before, but it's very important. It's set out this way in the following language, and it begins in the middle of a case decision. Again, we're talking about case law here. This is at a, looks like I don't see the end of it. I don't know if this has got to be an appeal to this. Perhaps it's an appeal to the state of New York. But this is how it's worded. Under our form of government, the use of property and the making of contracts are normally matters of private and not public concern. Again, 1934. When we lost the money, when we started to have to deal, we no longer had gold. And as our authors, Ron McDonald and Robert Rowan said, they're talking about this idea that we no longer have title rights and interest because of the money. We don't have any way of buying things any longer. We have no way of making payment without gold in the system, gold-backed currency. But under our form of government, the use of property and the making of contracts are normally matters of private, not of public concern. The general rule is that both shall be free of governmental interference. My, how things have changed in 80 years. But neither property rights nor contract rights are absolute. Again, this harkens back to Auguste Comte, his system of positivism. Here we're certainly talking about legal positivism. But in his system of positive philosophy and positive polity, he says everything is relative, and that is the only, you know, and that is the only absolute. It's a doing away with things that are absolute. So again, here it says, but neither property rights nor contract rights are absolute, semicolon. For government cannot exist if the citizen may at will use his property to the detriment of his fellows, greatest good is the greatest number principle, Jeremy Bentham, the philosophical radicals of England, or exercise his freedom of contract to work them harm. Equally fundamental with the private right is that of the public to regulate it in the common interest. And there again we bring in the Kelo versus New London case. Is it appropriate for your local government to exercise its power of eminent domain to take your residence and all of the houses in your neighborhood and condemn the land and sell that land to a developer to come in and build a shopping plaza or something? A business park. Kelo versus New London. Justice Souter. The First Amendment in the field of federal activity and the 14th as respects state action do not prohibit governmental regulations for the public welfare. So you'd have to look back at the Fifth Amendment in the field of federal activity and the 14th Amendment as respects state action. They do not prohibit governmental regulation for the public welfare clauses. They merely condition the exertion of the admitted power by securing that the end shall be accomplished by methods consistent with due process. And the guarantee of due process, as has often been held, demands only that the law shall not be unreasonable, arbitrary, or capricious. Unreasonable, arbitrary, or capricious. Sometimes there is an opportunity for relief or remedy from zoning regulations and building codes if they can be held to be unreasonable, arbitrary, or capricious. In other words, that International Property Maintenance Code enforcement officer in your yard with a badge of gun and a ticket book being at once the legislature determining what is and what isn't covered by the International Property Maintenance Code, determining whether you have or you have not violated, and then with the point of a gun, assessing fines and levying fines against your property such that you could actually lose your property if you couldn't afford to pay the fines just because back windows were broken out or your floor under your kitchen sink or your toilet might have been rotted. Continuing, demands only that the law shall not be unreasonable, arbitrary, or capricious, and that the means selected shall have a real and a substantial relation to the object sought to be attained. It results that a regulation valid for one sort of business or in given circumstances may be invalid for another sort or for the same business under other circumstances because the reasonableness of each regulation depends upon the relevant facts. And so, in other words, instead of setting law in stone, law has a certain flexibility to be able to look at the relationship and the fact relationship and the policy relationship in each instance, which is why people appeal to the courts. That was the old America. The reports of our decisions abound with cases in which the citizen, individual, or corporate have vainly invoked the 14th Amendment in resistance to necessary and appropriate exertion of the police powers. You think you have rights. The court has repeatedly sustained curtailment of enjoyment of private property in the public interest. In other words, we subsume the individual under the collective. Subsuming the interest of the individual under the interest of the collective. Which basically opens the door to this idea of communitarian law. The owner's rights may be subordinated to the needs of other private owners whose pursuits are vital to the paramount interests of the community, community organizers, community building. The state may control the use of property in various ways. It may prohibit advertising billboards except as of a prescribed size and location, or their use for certain kinds of advertising. Well, we're fresh out of time for today. I really wanted to finish reading that. Maybe I'll come back to that again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be able to solve all the technical difficulties. I think I understand why it's not functioning. And we'll be able to continue in a first-class way tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Your patience is appreciated. I'll be back then. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Be prepared.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com. I'll come in.